All righty, a little cooling music there for you on this hot day again, already 80 degrees, but not on our way to record-breaking temperatures like yesterday. We're on our way to about 92. Who would think we'd be saying, oh, it's only going to be 92 today, thank goodness. Yesterday was like walking around in a blast oven. Sean and I were talking here, and our eyes are even affected. Anyone else? Anyone else's eyes being affected by? We can only guess it's the heat as opposed to the allergies that have been especially bad. But
I went. You're going to think I'm crazy. I went golfing yesterday after I left.
You are crazy.
My dad and I couldn't get together on Father's Day, so we went golfing yesterday. And yeah, I was sitting on the couch last night, and my eyes were a little twitchy. So
who's better, you or dad?
I shot par yesterday.
I want to get dad's take on that.
Par?
Shot 36 yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a boy. Where'd you golf, Torch?
Farmington.
That a boy.
Farm to public. Yep.
That a boy.
That a boy. Sean always encourages me.
I guess. But that's what happens when you're married to a golf pro.
Yeah.
Absolutely. She's way better. So, yeah.
And you did par in yesterday's oven. Well, God bless you for going out with dad. Good for you. Chris Renwick is here, WJR senior news analyst, and he has been assigned, thank goodness, the January 6th Select Committee, which focused their scope yesterday apparently on the efforts of former President Donald Trump, went to strong-arm state officials to turn the 2020 presidential election back in his direction. So I'm glad you're watching it, Chris, and you can report to us. How did it go?
Well, the committee yesterday, Paula, good morning to you, Sean, focused on the pressure campaign that they say was put on by Donald Trump and his team to squeeze state authorities and state officials to overturn the 2020 election. And Michigan was highlighted a number of times throughout the hearing. First off, Cleta Mitchell, former advisor to former President Donald Trump's legal team, told the January 6th committee that there were discussions about legislators being able to overturn the election results of the 2020 election. In a November 5th, 2020 memo, email, Mitchell sent to attorney John Eastman with the Trump campaign, she asked Eastman, what do you think of producing a legal memo outlining the constitutional role of state legislators in designating electors? We saw video testimony from Michigan Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey, who recounted a conversation he had with Trump where he told the former president that Michigan was going to follow the law despite the information that was being relayed to the president.
Either you or Speaker Chatfield, did you make the point to the president that you were not going to do anything that violated Michigan law?
I believe we did. Whether or not it was those exact words or not, but I think that the words that I would have more likely used is we were going to follow the law.
The Select Committee also played tape of Shirkey talking about the fallout of Trump publishing his personal cell phone number on Twitter.
All I remember is receiving over just shy of 4,000 text messages over a short period of time, calling to take action. It was a loud noise, loud, consistent cadence of, you know, we hear that the Trump folks are calling and asking for changes in the electors, and you guys can do this. Well, you know, they were believing things that were untrue.
And the former president published that personal information of Mike Shirkey after it was apparent that the slate of electors that were scheduled to go forward were going to go forward. In the meantime, we also heard from Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, a Democrat, who talked about what was going through her head when protesters showed up at her home demanding that she turn herself into authorities and calling her a traitor.
And then about 45 minutes later, we started to hear the noises outside my home, and my stomach sunk, and I thought it's me, and they're and then it's just, we don't know what's gonna, I mean, the uncertainty of that was what was the fear, like, are they coming with guns, are they gonna attack my house, I'm in here with my kid, you know, it's, I'm trying to put him to bed. And so it was that was the scariest moment, just not knowing what was gonna happen.
Now, on that notion of alternate electors, Paul, former Michigan GOP chair Laura Cox also testified video testimony, and she said the Trump campaign lawyers told her of plans to get inside the Michigan Capitol ahead of the December 14th, 2020 meeting of the Electoral College to cast their electoral votes in the Senate chamber. She says that attorney was Robert Norton, who works with Hillsdale College. Cox told the committee of Norton, he told me that the Michigan Republican electors were planning to meet in the Capitol and hide overnight so that they could fulfill the role of casting their vote per law in the Michigan chambers.
Oh, boy.
Cox said, quote, and I told him in no uncertain terms that was insane and inappropriate. Real quick, Paul, we also heard from Rusty Bowers, who's an Arizona House Speaker. He testified that Rudy Giuliani and former President Donald Trump were asking him for things that go against his oath. He eventually said, you are asking me to do something against my oath. I will not break my oath, when they were asking him to send a different set of electors. So the focus yesterday was how the Trump campaign, or at least what they alleged the Trump campaign did in strong-arming some of these state officials.
Did they announce a fix to the runaway inflation or the gas prices or the immigration problem or anything else? I just love to hear something when they get together and work this hard that would really make a difference to our future. Getting rid of Donald Trump, and neither here nor there at this point, if the people want him, the people will elect him. That's up to the people, not up to us or anybody else. But anything good, other good stuff come out of that to help us?
There wasn't a moment where I did step away to go to the restroom.
Yeah, don't hold your breath.
Outside of that, I didn't hear anything on substantial policy decisions that would be made.
I know. Afghanistan earthquake, over 920 people killed. And the earth moved, sadly, in Battle Creek, as well as Kellogg Company announcing they're breaking up basically into three different companies, and some of the folks are moving to Chicago. This is not good news for the state of Michigan. We'll get more on that as it becomes available, and we'll see what happened there. But we don't want to lose people. We want to gain people in the state of Michigan. That's the key here. Lots more going on. Housing shortage in Michigan. Marie Osborne's going to have some news on that. And she brought in today a strawberry rhubarb pie, so she gets big points. 629.